I'm Peter Stewart. I'm one of the exec directors at the Eden Project and director of The Big Lunch.
Hello, I'm Ainsley Harriott, a celebrity chef, and I'm very much happy to be part of the Big Lunch launch because I think it's a fantastic opportunity for bringing people together in all sorts of communities all over Great Britain.
The Big Lunch is an idea that we had at the Eden Project. It started in 2009. Very, very simple idea about what would it be like if you could stop the country for 4 hours and have people right across the country sit down and have lunch with their neighbours. 9 years on, we've had over 9 million people take part in 2017. This wouldn't have happened without our good friends, the National Lottery Fund. And what it has done is not only people have had a real blast at having fun on one day, but it's actually built social capital on a mass scale, which is terribly important in this day and age.
I'm so delighted to be involved in this campaign because it's all about bringing communities together. It's about bringing people together and through food. And if you can connect people through food, there's something quite unique about it, because it's almost like the breaking of bread for any of those who have been to church. It's the sharing of it, and this is a great opportunity for people to be able to share not only their experiences of life, but once you share each other's cultural food, there's something that happens. It's almost like you know, it's the trust that happens. If you cook food for someone and they eat it, they're actually trusting you. You go back many, many years ago and people would say, well, you know, if I've given you something to drink, something, they could very well poison you. And I know that sounds quite extreme, but that whole sharing thing, it means I trust you. I'm allowing you into my life. And there's something very connective about that. It's one of the wonderful reasons that I love sort of cooking food, and I was brought up in a household where my mother did that consistently. And coming from the Caribbean and being able to go to, well, we went to church because that was a way of kind of making sure that people kind of fitted in, if you like. We wanted to sort of fit into the whole sort of British concept of, you know, of feeling comfortable here, being part of the community. And this is an extension of that. This is just like people fitting in, the, you know, connecting with one another. And there's a lot of people out there who don't have that opportunity to kind of connect with people. You know, there's a lot of isolation and loneliness. You don't know about it until you have a project like this, and then it opens up all sorts of doors for people. And it's genuinely exciting. And I love what Peter's done initially. We have to thank him. We have to thank the Eden Project. We have to thank the National Lottery for funding it, because without the funds, these things wouldn't go forward. But, you know, we are talking about 9.3 million people getting involved last year. Let's hope it's double that this year, because it proves that people want something like this.
The Eden Project came up with the idea because right at the heart of Eden is about trying to get people to understand, be better connected with each other and with the living world, on the basis if we understood that, we would all be better placed. And the Big Lunch came out of that as an idea about what would it be like if you could actually be better connected right on a mass scale. The Big Lunch itself, if you need to find out about it, is that there's a website which is thebiglunch.com, and that will be able to give you all the details that you need to be able to go out, knock on your neighbour's door. Feel free, don't be in fear in any shape or form, because as Ainsley said, 9 million people did it last year, so there's nothing to be frightened of.
And go on out. I think we should also add, Peter, that it's bigger this year, because we're also including, or we're hoping to include, the other 53 countries in the Commonwealth. And I think that, you know, we don't realise the extent of that and the volume of numbers we're talking about. So this is something that we're hopefully going to be doing on a global scale. Isn't that incredible? You know, you think about it. Some people think of the Commonwealth, they kind of think, oh yeah, the Commonwealth Games. And, you know, I was talking to the taxi driver coming over this morning, and I said, what about the Commonwealth? How many countries are in the Commonwealth? He said 12, 15. And he was really staggered to think 53.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, people say, how many of you, have you been to a lot of them? I mean, with Pacific, we're talking about Australia, New Zealand,
yeah,
and all the little ones, Tonga and Fiji and stuff like that.
Tuvalu.
Yeah,
to you as well.
What did you call me? And and then, of course, we've got the in Europe. There's only three in Europe, is it? Cyprus, Malta, and the UK.
Absolutely.
So
yeah,
you know, it's not as big as you think, but yet it is as bigger than.
But
you
I think
can imagine.
I think there's an important point in there, in the fact that the Big Lunches are very, very simple, and that three people could get together and have a lunch. But it is about embracing diversity but celebrating the commonality. And that is what the Commonwealth is about. And if we can get that very simple idea spread across 2.4 billion people of the globe, God, how good would that be?
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant.